This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Does anyone want to see what those what are inside those mystery envelopes that we've been handing out? Like, what the heck is that? This is what's inside it. And it reads, "This certificate is of appreciation is presented to Louisa Wall. In gratitude for outstanding contribution to the Rainbow Communities of Wellington and to the floods of wedding invitations that are finally coming in, people." Have to say, no names mentioned.
Hold on. I'll go down and assist her up, because in case she falls, all right?
Yes. Louisa, thank you so much for everything that you did for us since many, many moons, not that many moons, but enough moons to make it count. But since your private member bill was pulled out of the box, oh, this is going badly. And everyone worked so hard so that some of us could put a ring on a finger. And I think there are a few in the room, like Marty, yeah? You have popped the question, eh? Yeah. God. Oh, no, you, the other one did. Oh, sorry. But I think on behalf of all of us, we'd like to say thank you from Wellington. We love you. We love your work.
Oh, e ngā mana, e ngā reo, rō rangatira mā, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Thank you, Wellington. I'm feeling incredibly overwhelmed because tonight has been incredibly emotional. And it's also been, for me, a sign of the connectedness of our rainbow community here in Wellington. It's incredibly special to share this occasion with you. And I want to thank you for the generosity in acknowledging me as a non-Wellingtonian on your very special and inaugural event to highlight and to acknowledge and to honour the people in your community who work so hard for all of us. I would like to extend not only on my behalf, but Jan's behalf, Kevin's behalf, Marianne's behalf, Grant's behalf, the support that the community gave us to have the courage to, I think, stand up for fundamental human rights and to, I guess, challenge the notion that we're the other. Because we're not the other. We are in the mainstream of our society, and I actually think that the creativity and the strength and the resilience that we all show is a testament not only to our community but actually to our society. So on behalf of myself as a politician, thank you for being such a resilient and strong community, because we got the bill through. And so I want to acknowledge all of us. And I'd just like to take the opportunity specifically to acknowledge the young people and their acknowledgement of the elders, of those who have created the legacy for us to do what we do. Tabby, I'm incredibly proud of you as a New Zealander. And I also think your recognition as a leader within the Commonwealth actually kind of has catapulted our community into centre stage. Because to be recognised as a young leader within that context is incredibly humbling, but it's also a pillar for our community to continue to do the things that we do. So, look, I don't want to talk much longer, but thank you very much to all the people that have been acknowledged. Thank you for the wonderful sharing, the inspiration and the passion as we begin this new parliamentary term. We've got much to do, and so I look forward with all of you to continuing to make the positive change in our communities for all of us. Kia ora. Fraser. Do you remember Cassie?
Yeah.
Cassie of the Hartendorf family.
Yeah.
Cassie, this is, you know, was going to see a little bit of Cassie tonight, which is all credit to her and the involvement that she's in the community and the things that she is doing. And we're calling up Cassie now to speak on behalf of Transform. And Connor, would you join us too, please? Hello. Don't they look lovely? I love these two. Not quite.
Kia ora, everyone. So this next award is for Transform, which is a support group for young transgender, intersex, genderqueer and other gender diverse people. It's been running for a few years in Wellington and generally has been held up by one or two people. Transform meetings are held every fortnight, and from experience I can tell you that it's one of the hardest things to do to run a Transform meeting, because for some of the people that come along, that one meeting every fortnight is really all they have. It's the only place where they feel like they can be themselves, they won't be judged, there won't be any assumptions made about who they are, and yeah, it's just not an easy group to run. So we are giving awards to a couple of people who have been helping to run Transform for the last few months. And I think that's all I want to say until we bring up the people. Yeah.
Justin Canty. Clap. I'm under strict orders to keep to time. So I'm just going to read what I submitted when nominating Justin. So the volunteers at Transform would like to thank Justin for his work in supporting the group to restart this year. As a social worker with lots of experience working with sex, sexuality and gender diverse young people, his knowledge and guidance have been an invaluable contribution to the peer support taking place on the ground. We appreciate Justin's warm heart and dedication to supporting the lives of young transgender and questioning people. Thank you, Justin.
Jevon, could you come up? Jevon has taken up a key role within Transform over the past year and has shown true leadership skills and dedication to supporting young, gender-diverse people. She's been a tireless contributor, organising events, facilitating support groups and being a reliable, kind and astute leader, both out the front and behind the scenes. With the help of other volunteers at Transform, Jevon has driven successes of the group in all her spare time and helped provide a positive and welcoming space for young people exploring and coming to terms with their gender. Thank you, Jevon.
So Schools Out and Transform would also like to jointly recognise a member of our community who many of you will know and is very well known, and we just want to recognise this person from a youth perspective. So can I please invite Marnie Mitchell up? Happy to speak for the whole night on Marnie Mitchell, but I won't. But I'd like to say that Transform and Schools Out would like to jointly nominate Marnie Mitchell for their ongoing work supporting sex, sexuality and gender diverse people of all ages. Marnie has shown immense bravery on every level and is an absolute inspiration to us as young people. Despite doing groundbreaking work across the globe, particularly for intersex communities, they've always made time for us for questions, counselling, training, supervision, and general support or tautoko. We love Mani for their beautiful heart, willingness to ask the hard questions and fight the tough fights when needed, and deep kindness for anyone struggling against hardship, trauma, and oppression. Mani has paved the way for many of us and is a true hero. Thank you, Mani.
Mani, really, this is a real honor for me to present you this. You and I are very dear friends, and it's a great honor. Well done, and my Lord love to you, Mani.
Kia ora whānau. I'm not going to talk for long because I think we're hideously behind time. I was thinking about 27 years ago when I worked out finally as a 40-year-old that I was an intersex person, and I, like lots of us in our community, hovered between life and death. And the decision to stay on planet Earth wasn't mine, but I realised I had a cat to look after. And some of us don't have cats to look after. How do you do it? How do you be a person that's not binary? How do you be an intersex person that at that point did not have any language or any visibility? And I did it because of all of you. Te Whanga Atara is an extraordinary place, and we are creating something precious and special. It's not easy. We have had some wins, but there's an awful lot of work to do. Some of that mahi's been up on stage here tonight. Jack and all the other people that have organised tonight, thank you. We can do this, but we're going to need to be strong. We're going to need to support each other, because there's a narrative in planet Earth at the moment that is not healthy, that is against what we have in the room tonight. We can do it. Thank you all.
Incredible who we have on stage right now, to be honest. An honour. Thank you. Bill Logan, a hero in his own right. For Wellington Gay Welfare Group.
Yeah, the Wellington Gay Welfare Group started off in 1978 or thereabouts as the Gay Switchboard. It ran the Gay Switchboard and a gay community centre and set up the, or helped initiate things like the Gay Task Force and got other people involved in that, and its role was to spark things off and let things go, and let all sorts of things go, and sparked more things off and transformed itself into other things, and became eventually what's now Gay Wellington, I think it calls itself. It's run newcomers, and it changed itself from a purely male organisation to a general organisation for everyone. It tried to play a role supporting other organisations. It did what it could for schools out, funding it as it could. For a time, it helped run, fund and organise lesbian drop-in. It provided a legal framework for schools out. It still runs, it has a meeting space which is available for queer organisations, and it has a website. It's there as a framework for other organisations. And still, there is, in the background, this telephone service. You know, way back then, telephone peer support services were one of the main ways that, queer organizations, queer connections were made. And those have died. They don't exist any longer. They've faded out all over the world. Ours still goes on without many calls. One of the people who's been there for an awful long time and has been involved in helping the training and helping keep this organization going and supporting it as it's gone through its transformations, as it's gone through its becoming something else, and as it started to perhaps play a less significant role, but still trying to support the other organizations in the queer community, has been Ted Fechteau, and I'd wonder if he would come forward. Now, Ted has been there quietly in the background always, keeping an eye on things, looking after people, making pots of soup, just always checking up that everyone is okay, quietly, so that you almost can't hear what he says, but always speaking so wisely that you strain to make sure that you do hear what he says, because it's always the most sensible thing that's said in the room. And year after year, being there, holding things together, and he is the person that we nominate for this award.
I feel like an imposter, because I was just there doing what we can all do.
And
what lots of people have done before me and lots of people will do after me. Thank you. And I think this is a great thing to happen in Wellington. If we don't do it, who will?
Thank you. Big hand for these gentlemen. A couple of years ago, the sports people amongst us organised a huge event in town, the Out Games, and many, many gorgeous, wonderful people from around the world came to play interesting sports, compete for the personal best. And there's at least one person in the room who, because they were the only person in their actual age group, won gold. Yeah. That's when I thought, I'm going to do that some year. I'll be a little bit older, but, you know, we'll get there. I'd like to invite Anthony Paltridge from Front Runners, please, to the stage.
Hi, everybody. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, kia ora koutou katoa. I've got three things to say. The first thing is I want to acknowledge everyone who's brought this event together tonight. It's a sign of the maturity of our community that we can come together and celebrate those who have contributed so much to us all and to our well-being. The second thing I want to do is talk about our group, Wellington Front Runners. This year is a very special year for our group because this year marks 15 years since Wellington Front Runners was established in 2000. Groups have come and gone, but it's one of probably the longest standing sporting, gay and lesbian sporting groups in New Zealand and certainly in Wellington. The group was founded in 2000 to prepare for the Sydney Gay Games in 2002. Wellington Front Runners members have participated in that. They've won medals in the Gay Games in 2002. They participated at the first World Out Games in Montreal. I was there and I remember this amazing roar as we marched into the stadium where the Olympics had been held in the 1970s in Montreal. And it was so, I remember writing an email back to my parents how it was, I was so proud to be a New Zealander and how proud I was to be a gay man as we marched into that stadium with thousands of other gay, lesbian and rainbow community members from around the world. We've also participated at Copenhagen, the Second World Out Games, the first Asia Pacific Games in Melbourne, and of course the Wellington Out Games in 2011. So what Wellington Front Runners provides the community is probably different from the bar scene. We're a small group. Not everybody can be up at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning to go running, but there are a number of us who do it every week. It's a social way to meet other people and to be good for one's health. We heard in the Karakia about how important it is to support our health, and that's part of what Wellington Front Runners is about. So if you're keen, you want to get fitter, you want to do round the bays, join up with Wellington Front Runners. So the third thing I want to acknowledge, of course, is the person I nominated for this award, Nigel Jeffcoat. Come on forward, Nigel. Don't hide us back there. Nigel is one of the founding members of Front Runners. He wasn't there right at the beginning, but very, very soon off the beginning. And Nigel has been a pillar for our community, pillar for Wellington Front Runners. He ran the organisation, well, called us an organisation, but he kept us together from about 2000 until he handed the reins over to me a couple of years ago. Nigel has been not only the heart of Wellington Front Runners, but has been involved in a number of other community groups. He's involved in the switchboard. He was involved in a Wellington cycling group, which I think still runs. Okay, well, no, maybe not. They didn't have as much get up and go as the runners. Nigel and I worked together on the organising the 5 and 10K runs for the Wellington Out Games. It was a major undertaking to do. Amazingly, a lot of work, more work than you can imagine, and even I can imagine the work that the people who actually put the whole games together was, because for us it was an enormous bit just to do two events. But it was amazing to see more than 100 runners from around New Zealand and around the world participate on our foreshore, showing the rainbow flag to everyone in a very public way at those games. So I want to acknowledge Nigel and thank you for your contribution and to Wellington Front Runners and to the community. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Anthony. I'm not as an eloquent speaker as Anthony, but there are a few things I want to say. First of all, to echo Ted, I feel like a bit of an imposter standing here. Having listened to some of the stories or the things that people have done in the community, especially young people tonight, is really quite awe-inspiring, and I feel very humbled to be here to get some acknowledgement for my small contribution to the Wellington gay community. It's certainly been a very, very interesting 19, 20 years since I've been in Wellington. I've enjoyed it very much and enjoyed being part of the community. So thank you very much.
Now this is going to be fun. Can I ask Hamish Allardyce and Martin Corbeck to the stage, please? From Different Strokes Towing Wellington. When we put the invitation out for groups to, oh, he's gorgeous. I'm flustered now. You didn't know that about me, eh? Anyway, when we put the call out to groups to nominate people, Martin put in a nomination for Hamish. which is just beautiful. It was gorgeous. I thought, yes, that's great, because Hamish is off soon. Good, we can acknowledge him and all the rest of it. A few days later, Hamish put in a nomination for Martin. And I thought, this is awkward. What do I do? And I thought, I'll tell you both. This is what's happening. Now you can talk to each other. Be on stage. You're obviously loved up in your own special way. Martin.
Thank you. So in preparing for this, Hamish and I did nothing except talk just there and say, so what are we going to do? And we decided we'd just wing the introduction and the explanation of what DSW is. Because that's kind of the way that we've done everything so far. We sort of muddled it together and worked it out and made it happen and just gone along. Isn't that right, Hamish? You lost for words for once.
No.
So DSW started in 2008.
Different Strokes
Wellington, a swimming group. In preparation for the for the out games here that Anthony spoke of just before. We meet together and swim together four times a week. And it's all about inclusiveness as well. I think we've heard that word a lot this evening, and I think it's a very beautiful thing. I think we're incredibly fortunate to be part of a community that's as diverse as we are and as inclusive as we are and as caring for each other as we are. And we try to bring a little bit of that into the swimming pool about welcoming everybody and encouraging people to be the best that they can be for whatever that means to them, and finding ways to do that in the pool and out of the pool. Your turn.
It's not easy to go along. I mean, I know that I, as a young person, found it difficult to be a part of any sporting group and didn't really achieve anything in that space. So, you know, to think about us getting together as a kind of visible group of gay men and women in a swimming pool wearing very little, with all our challenges around body image and everything else, is difficult. So I just think that it's great that we come together, we try and support each other and do the best we can to improve our health as individuals, but also as a community group. If you think about there's lots of issues in the community for individuals, there's depression, there's alcohol and drug abuse, there's all sorts of other trauma that we have as we've come on our journey to accept ourselves. So anything that we can do to come together out of our isolation is important. So that's kind of what Different Strokes is about. We're not a therapy group, but there's a whole lot of therapy goes on at the end of a pool when we're in our lycra. So we've just been given our awards, which is great. Thanks, Carl. So that means, like, we've had our 3 minutes. So essentially, I just wanted to say about Martin. Martin's been our club captain forever. He was part of the reason that it's called DSW. It's not his fault. But, you know, having someone who continues to organise us all and try and ensure that we're on message so we don't do bad things publicly is part of Martin's role. He's a school teacher, so he can write shit and he can make it look good, whereas I was just trying to be the gay kid at school who didn't die, so I wasn't very good at learning, whereas Martin was pretty good at it. Do you want to say?
So I wrote something. It's a real honour to be up here speaking for Hamish. I think and in preparing, I faced two challenges, really, to ensure that I covered everything and that it's done in the time limit. But that's been blown long ago, so yeah. Here goes. Most of you will know Hamish, and all of you who do will agree with me that he's made such an outstanding contribution to so many sectors of our rainbow community over so many years, as an organizer, as a motivator, as a participant, and that he is deeply deserving of this evening's award. And in fact, I feel a little bit uncomfortable actually being up here with him, and I'm not being disingenuous when I say that. I think this is actually your moment, Hamish, and yeah. Hamish was instrumental in making the second Asia-Pacific Art Games occur in Wellington in 2011. He was active
with others.
He was active bidding to host the Games in the first place. He was the co-chair of the organising committee for much of the time. And then after stepping down from that post, he continued as a board member and a participant in the Games themselves, even finding time to attend and contribute to the Human Rights Conference. Being the man that he is, he was keen to keep things following the success from the Out Games, and he helped create and organise the Rainbow Wellington Sport and Culture Weekend. And this has happened every 2 years since 2011. Prior to that, he served as a board member of the New Zealand AIDS Foundation for 2 years.
Four years.
He sang with the Glamophones Choir in its early years. I won't put a date on anything. And he also had a long-term involvement with the New Zealand AIDS Foundation Beacons of Hope project. He was instrumental in establishing and running a gay and lesbian Narcotics Anonymous meeting in Wellington for 12 years. And he helped, he helped to establish and organise the very successful devotion dance parties that ran in the 90s in Wellington. And then last year he worked as a volunteer for the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival as well. He's also been very instrumental in running DSW, and whilst I might have done a bit of the organising and a bit of the emailing and so on, Hamish has really been at the front, and he's often been the one who's welcomed people, who's disarmed them with a smile, who's made everything okay, and probably been doing a fair bit of barking from poolside. But I think perhaps his greatest contribution to the community in Wellington is as a networker and a connector of various people well beyond the swimming pool. He reaches out and welcomes everybody and anybody without prejudice and definitely without guile, and I think that we've all gained from that. The energy and the passion that he brings into our community is outstanding and invaluable. Time and time again, I've seen him draw someone out of themselves by welcoming them warmly and by making them smile. And it is that contribution that we're honouring tonight, I think. Many of you will know that we're losing him to Australia at the end of next week. Given everything that he has given to our community over the last 25 odd years, he is clearly going to be their gain and our loss. I know that I'll miss you a lot, Hamish, as a co-conspirator in making things happen, but also as a very close and much loved friend. You're an amazing human and an inspiring, excuse me, and selfless, warm man who's so deserving of tonight's recognition. On behalf of everyone in our community, thank you for everything. You go with our love and our best wishes.
One final word, if I may. I'm moving to Australia to create another space for us. It's a space that's got a legacy of many, many years. It's called Turtle Cove Lesbian and Gay Beach Resort. I'm going there to help ensure that it's here for the next generation. So I hope I issue you all a challenge to come to be a part of there and to celebrate our wonderful rainbow community. And if you want to do anything for me, you'll continue to love each other, be kind to each other, to be there for the people who feel different so that they can feel a part of. As a recovering drug addict and someone who came from a very isolated part of our community, I think it's important that we don't live in isolation. So anything we can do to connect is what I'm about. Anyway, I'm off. Bye. Come to Turtle Cove.
Thank you, Hamish and Martin. There's many reasons why I don't wear makeup, but this is a big reason. Steve Muffiney from Ivy Bar. Where are you? I saw you somewhere. Steve, can you come up, please? Come on, darling, a little quicker.
Hi guys, if you don't know me, I'm Steve from Ivy Bar, one of the owners and managers down there. Tonight, it's a great honour for me to be nominating Lee from NZAF. Come on. Uh, Lee's a bit of a legend. He works tirelessly for our community. In his role as the community engagement officer, he always goes above and beyond his role, especially helping us at Ivy Bar. He's always nagging and nagging. I think if he had his way, our entire walls would be posted floor to ceiling. He's absolutely passionate about making a difference in promoting safe sex in our community and dispelling the stigma around HIV within the community and the wider region. Stars like this in the community need to be recognised, and it's a great thing for tonight. Thank you, Jack, for organising this. I'm very proud on behalf of Ivy Bar to make this nomination for Lee, and thank you from my staff, myself, and our amazing customers.
I'm winking. It's easier with the wig on, you know, really, to be honest. Let me lower that down a bit. I don't know what to say, really, but I've never, ever been involved with such a strong community in all my life. I've seen a lot of communities, but this just blows me out of the water. So you should give yourselves a round of applause, because you are all, you know, you're fantastic. So that's what makes me love what I do. And I'll be there as much as I can. And you're my family, a lot of you are, or it feels like that anyway. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Stephen.
I nominated someone. Two people, actually. Under the guise of a social group called Pilari Fantabulosa, that some of you may know. It's pretty much a bunch of lushes who meet once a month, to be honest. And it's, you know, I know that some people have hooked up through it, and, you know, there's been some good times. Enough said. It does have a strong following on Facebook. 400 likes, I go with that. A fairly strong following who turn up at 5:30 on a Friday afternoon after work and don't go home until sometime in the weekend. But I believe it's doing good. I believe that. And I believe the other two people who are doing good. Scott Kennedy and Malcolm Vaughan. Also known as Scotty and Mel. Now, I know Scotty's here. And where's Mel? And Mel's over there. It's not often we see them in another bar. Well, except perhaps down Cuba. I do know you a little well. I used to say it's not often I see you in daylight, but something's changed. Now, I need to put glasses on at this point. Can you hold that?
Do you know, I've always wanted to play this role. You know, people said to me, what role are you going to play? Glamour says, no, the Amanda is going to do it. What about the intelligence that Jack would do it? What are you going to do? I said, look pretty? Nah. Then somebody said, oh, you're going to be the straight man. And I said, darling, I've been many things, but never been a straight man. Never. Are you ready?
I am. I got glasses for my 50th. Oh, they work! Scotty and Mel have been long-standing in Wellington's queer community, unlike some of their patrons. The couple who first met at Mr. Gay New Zealand in 1992 have been together for more than 23 years now. Whoa! And were married in Hawaii in 2003. And I remember that. There was a ZM Nationwide competition, and I remember cheering you on in the car on my way to work. Having worked in the hospitality industry in many various wonderful bars over the years, including Casper's, Edward Street, there, right across the road, there, the couple pooled their talents and opened their first venture together in 1999, known as the Dome Piano and Garden Bar. Yeah? Show your age, go on. It's that Welsh one now, huh? Yeah, it's the Welsh dragon one. That was dangerous, by the way. It was in the middle of a road. Yeah, okay. Just saying. Yeah, okay. This was followed a year later with their second venture. Pound. Yes. Yes, in the heart of the city on Dixon Street. Their latest venture is S&M's Bar in Cuba Street, up the road, well past the Matterhorn, but, you know, not far. Scotty and Mel have welcomed many a visitor to Wellington as old friends. Hello, darling, is the greeting pretty much everybody gets as they enter their bar. It's because you can't remember their names, but there you go. They have provided a home away from home for many just wanting the company of queers in a convivial atmosphere, or just a perv. To be honest, some of them, but you know, we spot them. They've been long-term supporters of the LYC condom campaign and gather donations for Women's Refuge in their annual Christmas collection. Yes! Love that. Being the queer local, hosting after-parties for musicals, that was a good gig, or putting lonely lesbians in touch with locals. When I've been at these Polari things, occasionally get a little message saying, where are you, doll? I've got one to send down to you. Send them on. Come on. We take them all. Scotty and Mel have made an outstanding contribution to the capital's queer social scene in so many ways. To the guys. Scotty and Mel.
You get your turn in a couple of minutes. Hey, look, it's like being at the Oscars, honestly, when you come here and you look around. There's so many fabulous people, and the whole thing is really, really funny. You know, you know Jax and all the wonderful people that put this together tonight, they send you an invitation going, hey, listen, we really want you to present an award on the night of the awards. And we're going, that'll be great. The next minute you get another one from them saying, we don't need you to present awards, you've been nominated. You know, so it's just really cool. But they never tell you you've been nominated, whether you're going to win or not. So you don't write an acceptance speech, and you just sit in the audience, sitting there waiting, waiting, waiting. And then they name somebody else, and you look at her and go, smile, smile, it's fabulous. Bitch. No, but the truth is, you know, and it's you look back, and I really want to cover this point for all of you young ones that haven't been around, and you're all doing extremely, extremely well. School's out, all of these organisations. I remember being back here, it's a long time since I've been personally back in this area, and right across the road here was Casper's, and right next door was Ruby Ruby's with the fabulous Lee St. James. Over here used to be Cactus Jack's. This used to be Edward Street Cafe, ESC Cafe, and right upstairs was Escape Nightclub. Okay, this was a gay area, and I suppose it's a little bit like, you know, in San Fran, this is where we all came. We all knew that we were welcome in this area, and each and one of these venues all around here looked after us. They were back in the days, well before, after people like Bill Logan got there, got the gay task force going, made everything that's possible for us today happen. And there's so many of little groups that have sprung up since then, but it all started with people like Bill Logan. And I really think if there was a Supreme Award, that's where it should be going tonight, people like Bill Logan, mate. So let's give him a round of applause. We're just a small bar. We don't intend to be anything other than a welcoming space for everybody. And yeah, we do get a lot of straights drinking in our bar. And my attitude is, this is a gay LGBTIQ space. Straight people are more than welcome. My attitude and Scott's attitude is that the more straight people that get in there, if they don't like it, there's the door, fuck off, you walked in it. And if you are there, I'm not going to turn you away either, because you support us, each and every one of us. And that's what we're doing, and that's what you're all doing these days, is changing people's attitudes about people like us. We're not to be feared, we're just fucking normal. It's really fantastic. Thank you, Jax, for putting this together. And I can only say that this is going to get bigger and better every year, just like Out in the Square is now changing over to Out in the Park. It's going to be dynamic. I watch people, and we sit behind the bar, we just do our thing, mind our own business, and watch what's going on. But there's so many... How would you know? You do 2 bottles of wine a night. We watch and we see so many amazing people doing so many amazing things to make this, our community, bigger, better and stronger. And just carry on doing that work. Don't all think that we're all old and we need to go away and park ourselves somewhere, because we are all still fighting. And all of you young ones that are doing this nowadays are carrying on that fight. The fight ain't over yet. Let's keep it going. Keep up the good work. Keep it strong. And let's have a fucking fantastic time on Saturday down at Out in the Park. Okay. Thanks, Jax.
Nothing more to be said. Oh, they've been behind some of my greatest nights in town. And some of my worst, yes. Yeah, there you go. Can I just say that there were many people involved in organising tonight, and there was an advisory group of representatives from different community groups who came together and thought about the concept and how they wanted it to run and how we wanted it to be for Wellington. And one of the key things around that was that it's not about finalists and winners. It was about whoever the groups chose to name would be recognised. So when I was doing a little research on it, that is so different. There's nowhere else doing that. So I just want to acknowledge the people who helped develop tonight. Do you remember Cassie? Can I ask Cassie Hartendorp and Ian Anderson to the stage, please, on behalf of Queer Avengers? Yes! Is Ian here? You're good.
Thanks, everyone, for tolerating me getting on the stage again. So the Queer Avengers was started in response to some gay bashings that happened in 2011 that took place against members of our community. A handful of us organised a protest march called Queer the Night, which brought together a few hundred people who said no to homophobia and transphobia in our streets, in our schools, our homes, in our communities. From there, a group started up committed to having kōrero and taking action on the ground and on the streets to say that we're here, we're queer, and we're not going away. I think that the Queer Avengers served as a home for many of us misfits and radicals who wanted more than tolerance, more than the pink dollar, and more than capitalism that will always let in some of us, but will mostly keep a lot of us out. Rather than thanking our members, tonight we want to thank some of the people that we had the absolute privilege and honour to work alongside.
So, Leilani Visesio isn't here tonight. You know, she's... Cool. So someone else is going to come up and accept it, but Leilani's not here. But she's contributed her skills of organising and DJing to events including Box Events, Homosexual, the Queer Avengers Beyond Conference, Clipfest 2013, and during the day she works as a chef for Wellington's Soup Kitchen. She recently helped form Carver Club, which is a Wellington-based forum for Māori and Pacifica creatives. While Leilani, as I said, often avoids the limelight, she has a true passion for people who face hard times, a respect for those who break the mould, and works away tirelessly for the community she's a part of.
So I cannot see any of you. Hello, my kako. My name's Kavika. Leilani just wanted... she asked me to accept the award on her behalf because she's not here. So this is word for word. from Facebook. So she says, right, I've written my speech and you must read it word for word or I will be very, very, very sad, overcome with grief. I'm not fucking cool, rich, skinny, pretty, or white. Nor do I want to be. Bewildered by this proclamation, at my 80s gig I thought I had cancer because everyone was being so nice. I still hate people, hence why my true friend Kavika is accepting this award. Isn't he pretty? I'm infatuated. LOL. I joke to cope. I joke to cope. Thank you, Queer Avengers, in particular Kay and Ian, for not being mean to me or ever judging me and accepting me for who I am and seeing past my deception. Thank you, Herbie, for the opportunity to be part of Kava Club. I'm only accepting this award on behalf of all losers like myself, and poverty is a capitalist crime. End of speech. Hurrah, hurrah, LMAO. Oh.
Next, I'd like to invite onto the stage Herbie Bartley. Take the long way. Herbie is a curator at Te Papa. Yeah, exactly. He's a curator at Te Papa and supporter of the arts with a passion for fostering spaces for queer and Pacific voices. He has a background in working with young people, and he is always there to afi youth in their work. Herbie recently helped form Kava Club, which is a Wellington-based forum for Māori and Pacifica creatives. Herbie does an amazing job of bringing Pacifica peoples from across the whole ocean together with his manaakitanga, articulacy, humility, and talent for organising events. Thank you, Herbie. And the last person I'd like to welcome onto the stage is Fatua Lemuana. I see you hiding. You'll recognise her from an amazing speech earlier. Fatua is a founding member of Box Events, which is for local alphabet communities with a focus on people of colour, Pacifica, indigeneity and decolonisation. She played a major role in organising events such as Homosexual, an inclusive hip-hop event and fundraiser for Samoa victim support. She has served on the Wellington City Pacific Advisory Group, helped with the very first Pacifica LGBTIQFA float at Auckland Pride, and plays a key role in the newly founded Kava Club as well. Fatua is a tireless and humble contributor to every community that she is a part of and is always there to support any local project, whether it's showing up te hui, helping out on the ground, or dropping off a big pot of sapasui. She has a true talent for bringing people together, speaking up for those who don't get heard, and creating homes for people, especially those who are left out of the mainstream LGBTIQ communities. Thank you, Fatua.
I've said heaps, but already. But thank you, Cassie, and thank you, everyone. Thank you, Herbert. Thank you, Leilani, who is not here, but is really funny. Yeah, just thank you.
Oh, did I not give you a chance to speak?
I just wanted to offend, not offend. no, I wanted to thank, my fellow Queer Avengers, the importance of activism in our communities, as we all know, in the past 50 years is really important. And I'd like to acknowledge, that there's still a lot of work to do. I think within our Pacific communities, there's still, many, many island nations that it's still illegal to be gay or trans. There's 8 of them. So, once those communities feel the strength to actually take on those systems that are in place, it'd be good to have the support. And I know people like Cassie, who is one of my heroes, as well as Ian, would be, alongside on it as well. But yeah, that's about it. I wrote a really eloquent speech for you all, but I left it at work. But
I will read it to you over the phone. Really quickly. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Herbie is a member of the Wellington City Council Pacific Advisory Group, the PAG, and has a role tonight in honouring the person that the Pacific Advisory Group has wanted to recognise in this way.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack, for organising this as well. Oh, as I mentioned earlier, I left a very eloquent sheet of speeches. I would just really, really like to give an insight into PAG, Wellington City Council Pacific Advisory Group. For the first time, we have three rainbow advisors on our committee, which is a big achievement as well. And I wish that I stand here not only representing them, but also our wider Wellington City Council Ainga or whānau as well. This person that I've nominated is... been a really huge influence on my life. I don't know if they know that or not, but when I was really 17 and a young little punk growing up in the Hutt Valley, I met this person and he really sparked it off for me, in all honesty. This person's done a lot for the mental health communities, for our health communities, for our arts communities, for our Pacific communities, as well as our Pacific LGBTQ communities. There's so much more to say about what this man has achieved in this community as well. What's that? Oh, he's at a long walk. he's had an amazing journey. Like I said earlier, he's not only probably he's influenced my life, but he's probably influenced many, many whaffa whine within the Pacific Ocean as well. I think you know who I'm talking about at this stage. If we could all stand up and give a round of applause. If we could all stand up for Kao Kuyamono Ingerman. My matua, 3 minutes does not justify, give enough time to really honour the work that you have done in all our communities. You know, as I said on the Pacific Advisory Board, as the unofficial whaffa whine advisor, I am putting forward Kao, and everyone cheered and agreed in support of you. Whaftai te le lava, thank you so much for everything, and big honour to you. Kalo.
God, I'll tell you. Can I just say that when Jack rang me, I said earlier that I was couldn't have the heart to turn it down. But in effect, what it was, I was right in the middle of arranging my sister, who's a lesbian's funeral, and I thought it was just timely that I should be here to honour all the lesbians and all the gays and intersex and all the young people, because she died in Australia, and I was organising our family, her body, to be brought back, escorted by my sisters and her partner of 20 years, Margaret. So this award, people, I like to honour on my sister, Fonafale, who passed away, but also to the Pacific Advisory Committee. But really, can I just say, for all those people who have died, all of us who have died, they live, and for all of us who are living right now, but especially for the young people in the future, may our journey be safe and full of love and absolute enjoyment. Whaftai te lava.
Thanks, Herbie. Thank you, Herbie.
We need a break because we need to do a little bit of this up here. We're having another short break. We said it was an evening of three halves, so there is one more section after the short break, and we have another performer. So please help yourself at the bar and pay for it. Got to say, thank you to the troops from Meow. They did a fantastic job for us tonight as well. So we'll be back in another 5 minutes, so please go refresh yourself. There should be some food coming out as well, so check out for that too.